listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Welcome to the program, wherever you are on planet Earth or wherever you are in the USA. The whole world's changing. It's turned upside down. I mean, there's no way to describe it, because if you try to describe it, it comes off like you're exaggerating or you're embellishing things. But you're not. I mean, literally, the whole world is turned upside down. We've had who knows how many thousands of years of civilization. And the human race has never collectively experienced something on this level. Now, there are things that the human race has experienced collectively that you could potentially analyze as the equivalent of what we're going through now in one way or another. I think of Noah and God telling him to build the ark. And then as his neighbors mocked him and called him a conspiracy theorist, Noah diligently continued to build the ark as the Lord commanded him to do. And then the next thing you know, there's a couple of droplets hitting the ground. And it hadn't rained in a long, long time. And then a few more drops of rain. And then the rain's coming down. And remember, they hadn't had rain forever. And then before you know it, this took place very quickly. Before you knew it, the flood, the actual flood of Noah had begun. And all his neighbors and the leaders of the society that he lived in and the people and the soldiers and armies that lived all around him, they came running over to Noah's boat. And by the way, I'm sure that blew their minds completely out of the universe, because that boat that Noah built was massive. There's a debate about how many millions of species it contained. The boat of Noah, the ark, it was massive. And God actually put Noah into the ark along with his sons and their wives and all the different animals, birds, etc., two by two, male and female, for the purpose of future reproduction. But God put Noah in that ark because there was a doorway on the top of the ark. And God put Noah in the ark and then sealed the doorway shut. And when I say on the top, I don't mean like on the top precisely facing the sky. I mean on the very top side. Okay, that's Noah, and that's probably the biggest human extinction level event that had occurred. And that's what scientists are calling massive things that destroy mankind potentially and destroy the world, like a major comet hitting or passing close by the Earth would be a human extinction level event. The flood of Noah was a human extinction level event. And it's interesting that when you study history, there is a narrative, there are historical records, there are all kinds of things in the religious narratives of various cultures and nations, and they all believe that there was a great flood way back in history that basically destroyed the world. Now, that's in every nation, culture, and religion. It's a universal story. It's a universal narrative. They don't all call the lead person Noah. They don't all identify the God behind it as the biblical God, but the story is universal. Okay, there are other events too. There's been plagues and mass starvations and wars and all kinds of things that have threatened the human race. But we have not had something of this level, this COVID-19 thing, the aftershocks of what the vaccination allegedly produces. And then if you project outwards towards the future in any particular direction, if you make a futuristic projection based on scientific analysis, you see that it's not just a COVID-19 threat. It's the threat of numerous potential pandemics, numerous disease outbreaks are on the horizon, and they have the potential of spreading very quickly. And some biologists believe they have the potential of wiping out the human race. So let's say, hypothetically, they stop COVID. Let's pray that they do. But even though they stop COVID, there's a whole bunch of other diseases on the horizon. And what makes this particularly ominous and evil, above and beyond the flood of Noah, is the fact that, at least in my opinion, there is a high degree of likelihood that these current pandemics were manufactured and created in biological warfare laboratories. So that makes them more evil, to think that governments, independent globalist organizations, scientists, or whoever it is that's behind this, that they actually bioengineered these diseases and pandemics, not just as a weapon of war, but as a total global weapon of global mass destruction, thus a human extinction level event. Okay, let's just pause on that. Now, simultaneously with these things going on all around us, the signs of the times that Jesus Christ talked about in Bible prophecy, like in the book of Matthew, Matthew 24 and 25, Jesus Christ warns his disciples, he warns us, he warns anyone that will read his word without prejudice. Jesus Christ warns that there will be signs of the times in the last days, and some of these signs of the times will be things like, yes, pandemics, global pandemics, wars and rumors of wars, droughts, famines, earthquakes, tsunamis, and all kinds of potential human extinction level events. The signs of the times, which again includes pandemics. So we have all of that going on, and all of those things that Christ warned about are intensifying and accelerating. Also on the horizon, we have the strong likelihood of some kind of global economic crisis. And if you ask me why I could be so certain that we're headed towards at some time a global economic crisis, I would answer to you that even a minimal study of economics, money, history, and politics will tell you that we have so many things boiling on the pots, so to speak, We have so many things happening that essentially, from the perspective of so-called economic science or economic projection, they are practically guaranteed to bring about economic disasters, monetary crisis. And you say, well, how can you be sure? Because if you look at history, if you study history, if you study the history of money and economics, there are cycles. And when governments or people take certain actions, as they have done in the past, those actions, those economic actions and policies precipitate specific economic disasters. So let me give you just one case in point. Our monetary system goes back to ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel or Babel. And they began the occultic monetary system known as printing money from nothing. The idea is that many, many empires and kingdoms regimes, totalitarian and otherwise, when they got into economic trouble, when they began to run out of money and assets, historically, the solution is usually the same. They begin to print money. But they print money, they try to cheat their way out of the situation. So they print money that is factually based on nothing, which means they print money from nothing. Now, when governments and nations and peoples are operating with integrity, both spiritual integrity, moral integrity, and monetary policy integrity, when nations and peoples and societies operate with integrity, they steer clear of this trap. And this is the trap. A nation, a society, an empire gets into trouble. They panic. So, they don't have enough money. Their money is devalued. So what they do, through various technologies, so when you go back to ancient Babylon, they obviously didn't have sophisticated printing presses, but they did have papyrus, which is a form of paper derived from animal skins. And on the papyrus, they drew with ink, or they printed in a very low-tech way. They were able to print currency. And on the currency in ancient Babylon, there was a numerical value. And the idea was that if you had this paper money, the papyrus, or some kind of paper currency, or something like a rock or whatever that substituted for currency, the integrity of that currency or money was based on, should have been based on something of tangible value, such as gold, silver, or precious stones. When you begin to print counterfeit money, it's counterfeit because it's based on nothing of intrinsic value. So you're printing these dollar bills like crazy, but there's nothing behind the dollar bill to back it up, to give it an actual value. And what always happens historically when a nation does that is that action causes hyperinflation or inflation of the economy, which simply means you have too many dollars chasing not enough gold, silver, and precious jewels. You got all this paper money out there that gives you the illusion that you're prosperous. But if you actually try to utilize that paper money that isn't worth anything, it doesn't function because it's not backed by something of tangible value like gold, silver, land, cows, real estate, or whatever. Now, right now in the United States, look what's happening. We had an election not that long ago. The economy essentially was booming. Manufacturing was booming. The dollar value was climbing and the EU was panicking. The whole world was panicking. Why? Because the dollar was strong. Why? Because the dollar was once again being backed up by things of tangible value like oil, petroleum, gold, silver, precious jewels. And so everybody was lifted in terms of prosperity. That's a monetary policy that is based on truth. If you have a biblical worldview, you make all of your decisions, economic or spiritual, should be based on truth if you have a biblical worldview. So if you have a monetary policy based on a biblical worldview, you're going to prosper because your money has value. Okay, we have an election. Almost immediately after the election, up to the present day, our money is now hyperinflated. Your dollar buys significantly less than it did a year or two ago. That's because they began to fake prosperity and they began to print money from nothing. And so, I don't know what the exact percentage is because they lie about it all the time. Most everything, with the exception of real estate like houses and condos, at the present moment, and we don't know how long that will last, houses and condos have enormous value. But that's teetering on the edge of a cliff because if the Fed, the Federal Reserve, changes our monetary policy, then the actual value of housing and condos and stuff like that begins to crash. And so right now, America and the rest of the world is in a major economic crisis because when you have dumb people running things, dumb people make dumb decisions and dumb economic policies. So what we have now is inflation, which means people are working harder than ever before. But even if they get a raise, even if they raise the minimum wage, they're actually poorer than they were before because whatever they earn in terms of dollars buys far, far less than it did a year or two ago. Now, I don't want to go into my kind of homemade way of estimating the inflation rate. But let's just say hypothetically that the inflation rate is somewhere between 35% and 40%. What that means is your dollar now will buy 35% less, or maybe even 40% less, than it did a year or two. So even if you have got a raise, even if minimum wage goes up, even if you get bailout checks, you're not keeping up with inflation. You're poorer and you're buying less because the value of your dollar is shrinking. And anybody with an ounce of sense, and that's pretty hard to find, knows this. The Federal Reserve knows this. Those international bankers that run the Federal Reserve They've been playing this game for centuries. And during the Great Depression, they really played this game. But they set up our monetary system knowingly, with full knowledge of what they were doing. When they took over, when the Federal Reserve, and what is the Federal Reserve? It has nothing to do with the federal government. Nothing. The Federal Reserve is a group of international bankers. Approximately 12 international bankers that come from the 12 international banking families, the wealthiest and richest families in the world. Those international banking families, like Rockefeller and Rothschild, they own and control our monetary system, even though our Constitution and Bill of Rights states that it is illegal for anybody besides we the people, or if you say the government, if you say the government is in charge of the monetary policy, what our founding fathers really meant was the word government means we the people. So according to our Constitution and Bill of Rights, it is only we the people, the American people, who have the legal power to control and make all decisions regarding America's monetary policy. But in actuality, we got hoodwinked by both the Democrats and the Republicans. They passed the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve is an independent and autonomous bank that is a derivative of the central banks of Europe, created by Rothschild and Rockefeller, etc., etc. And so what we have is foreign entities and private entities that have total control of our monetary system. They decide the interest rate, they decide inflation, depression, recession, they make all the decisions, they own our monetary system, and in the way they structured our monetary system, the primary way they enrich themselves is through debt. They loan money to America. They loan money to England. The international bankers loan money to nations and governments to the tune of trillions of dollars. And then they charge those nations like America massive amounts of interest on the trillions of dollars that they loan the U.S. government. And so they benefit. The more dependent America is on the international bankers to survive, the more they need to borrow in terms of trillions of dollars in debt, the wealthier and the wealthier and wealthier the international banking families become. And that's an, you know, every American in school should know this. When I went to college and studied economics, I knew the first day that I walked into this giant classroom with about 500 other students, and I even actually talked to the economics professor after the first day in class, because it was obvious to me, and I didn't know much about economics back then, but it was obvious to me that this was a stinking charade. And he did a little two-step when I asked him the question, what is money? But he didn't want to come out, and I knew that he knew. He didn't want to come out and tell me that money is an illusion that is manipulated for people's benefit. Okay. Speaking of illusion, we're going to go into another area of illusion. What is an illusion, by the way? It could be defined as many things, But one definition among many of an illusion is an illusion is not real. An illusion is a lie. And Satan is the father of lies. So if our world and our nation is governed and ruled by lies and deception, which it is, then we are governed by lies. And if we are governed by lies, which we are ruled by Satan, because Satan is the father of lies. Therefore, whether you find out about it or not in your Bible prophecy class, which would be impossible, by the way, if you went to a church which made it illegal or they forbade the teaching of Bible prophecy, you couldn't possibly find out the truth because you're going to a church which is committed to preaching a lie. And yet Jesus Christ is the truth, not just spiritually, but in every area of life, including economics. If we are part of a global world system, which we are, that is, its foundation is on a lie, then we live globally and nationally under a Luciferian system. Now, if that's a stretch for your mind and consciousness, then you better exercise. You better find a way to develop neuroplasticity. What is neuroplasticity? It's when you allow your brain, your neurological system, to be malleable, shapeable. What does that mean? It means that your brain, your neurological system, isn't fixed. It isn't stuck. It isn't rigid. Because if your brain and consciousness is stuck, if it's rigid, if it's not malleable or shapeable, it means that you, whether you're a Christian or not, are essentially stuck in a frame of consciousness, and therefore it is impossible for you to learn additional truths and new truths. It's impossible for you to grow your intelligence as God gave you the power. When he created you, he gave you the power to grow your intelligence. So we want to be malleable, and we want to have neuroplasticity, because that's the way we can add knowledge and understanding and perception and grow our minds and consciousness. Okay, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Be sure to visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Take advantage of the hundreds of free articles with photographs. Take advantage and listen to the thousands of hours of Paul McGuire Report archives, our audio archives, our video archives, our super discounts on our books and all the books we sell, I'm the author of. It represents decades and decades of personal research and study and teaching. So I encourage you to go to paulmcguire.us and check it out. Everything is free. The only thing we have to charge for is books, because books have a cost, a printing cost, a mailing cost, etc., etc. But with the exception of books, everything there is free, and it's a powerful way. You can send the links at paulmcguire.us. In fact, you should. You believe in what this ministry is communicating. If you consider being a partner with us, then I need you to stand with us and sign up and join and watch and visit and do all those things that you do on social media to register that you're a watcher, a viewer, a liker, a listener of the Paul McGuire Report. It's essential that you do that because, as you well know, we are in an all-out war of truth versus lies, truth versus propaganda. And because we have been on the front lines of telling the truth for, 30 or 40 years, we have been attacked viciously by people that are committed to the lie. And that means our social media has been torn down, and we've had to establish new social media. When they pull down one platform, we go out and purchase or acquire 5 new platforms, because we're not going to give up. If we give up to censorship, that's the same as surrendering. But the only way we can do that is with your help. You see, when you register a like, when you join or sign up or friend and do all the things that you would do for trivial reasons, if you'll do it for us, that gives us the algorithm computer clout that we need for doors to open, bigger doors to open, so we can reach more people. You know, 3 years ago, the numbers that the Paul McGuire Report, the numbers we were running for our videos, our audio, our article, et cetera, collectively, the numbers were in the millions of people reached every month. Now, as we began to stand fast with the truth, those numbers went down seriously, because they have a way, as you know, of rigging the system with computer algorithms. And it's very difficult for us to track what the real numbers are of followers and watchers and listeners that we have. People who don't do hardcore truth don't get attacked. And people who do, let's say, political truth, and to whatever degree economic truth, yeah, they get attacked. But the person who gets attacked above and beyond everybody else are people like me. I get attacked for the truth that I talk about economically, politically, geopolitically, but I also get super attacked because I talk about Jesus Christ. I talk in detail about the Bible and biblical truth, and they hate the communication of biblical truth. So I'm a double threat to the enemies of truth, because I talk about Jesus and the Bible, and I talk about truth in terms of economics, monetary policy, world events, etc., etc. The only way I can beat them, because they're trying to destroy me. You understand that, by the way. There's no embellishment or exaggeration when I tell you straight up that they have an agenda to destroy me and to destroy my outreach. I'm not lying to you. I'm just coming out and telling you the truth. And I'm not the only one. There are many people who are under all-out attack. You know who they are. The more truth you tell, the more you're attacked. So I need you to like and visit and watch and listen. Not only that, I must have, above everything, your powerful intercessory prayer warfare for me, my family, this ministry, and our outreach. I must have you go to the Lord and don't play games. We're approaching another human extinction level event. Don't play games. Prayerfully ask the Lord to show you a ministry that is sharing the total truth, and then support them by donating and contributing financially whatever it is the Lord puts on your heart, and be committed, stay true with that ministry. And I hope many of you will stay true and partner with me. And then finally, I need you. I must. This is a war. You know that? I'm just telling you exactly what's happening. This is a war. In a war, the victors survive and conquer. Those that are defeated die and are decimated. You realize we're in a war, right? You realize that Paul McGuire and many other faithful men and women of God are fighting for the truth also. But you realize that I'm not just fighting for me. If I was fighting for me, I wouldn't be where I am. I'm fighting for my family, of course. But I'm also fighting for your family, for you and your future. And I really pray that you can see that. This is not about me. It's about us. What happens to me will sooner or later happen to you. We're in this together. If we unite in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can win. And we have no other choice but to win. Because if you read biblical history or you just simply read history, you either win or you lose. If you're an overcomer, if you triumph, you will be victorious and you will set God's people free. That's why I do what I do. No phony stuff. That's not what I'm about. I've been praying to the Lord just in the last week or two with enormous intensity. In fact, it started prior to July 4th. I began intensely praying to the Lord. And what I have said to the Lord is the same thing that I've said to the Lord for decades. I go before the Lord and I say, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me the resources. Give me the strategy and the technology so that I may help your people, so that I may impart your wisdom to your people so that they can survive and overcome. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for us. I'm deciding to be a champion, certainly not for some kind of ego gratification. You understand that, right? I don't get my ego stroked doing what I do for a living. I get attacked. I get called a conspiracy theorist and many other things. I get accused of being a liar and an egomaniac. And if I have faults, they're broadcast to the world. And if I have microscopic faults, they lie about me because they're trying to take me down. I'm not going down because I'm committed to God and I'm committed to you and I'm committed to my family. And as I said before, when I go to the Lord, I humble myself before the Lord, knowing full well that I'm a sinner saved by grace and he uses me by grace. So don't say, oh, are you proud? Try being proud when you're painfully aware of your faults. It's pretty hard. Unless you're delusional or a sociopath. I'm telling you now, this is it. We are in the final battle of the last days, and the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Okay, we're going to be back in just a moment. Be sure to visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. I want to talk about the metaverse, which is being birthed now. You and I live in a time, our children and grandchildren, should the Lord tarry, will also live in this time period. We are in a time period of the most futuristic and the most futuristic scientific and the most futuristic technological transformation in the history of mankind, where they are building a global artificial reality, a metaverse, or a multiverse, or virtual reality. So the point is that you need to be up to speed. I need to be up to speed about all of these technologies. They are currently merging biological intelligence with machine or computer intelligence. And the reason they're doing that is they plan on hijacking our brains and bodies technologically so that we can be useful to them and economically valuable to them. In other words, so that we will be their technological slaves. They are anticipating the globalist elite. They are anticipating the loss of endless numbers, millions and millions of people who will lose their jobs to computers and robots and technology. Therefore, they've got to do something with the rest of the human race. And what they have planned for the rest of the human race, unless we take a stand while we still can, is very, very ugly. They claim that they're doing all this to help us. That's why Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum makes this ridiculous statement that people actually believe. You will own nothing, and you'll never be happier in your whole life. That is a classic communist dictatorship statement. When you own nothing, you'll be a slave. Who is it that owns nothing? One classification of people, a slave. The globalist elite don't own nothing. They own everything. In fact, the globalist elite, which represents 1% of the global population, that 1% owns 99% of all the wealth and assets in the world. The difference between the globalist elite is they are the owners and the rulers, and the rest of the people are slaves. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the ratio of 1% globalist elite owning 99% of all the wealth and assets. Their goal is to enslave mankind through lies, deception, and technology. And one of the ways they plan to do it is transhumanism. But they're selling, they're salesmen, they're marketing people, they're brainwashing people, and they're scientific mind control people. They're selling transhumanism as if it was a plus. It's not a plus. You being genetically re-engineered, the globalist elite are going to go into your mind. They're talking about it now. They're experimenting with it now. They're going to hijack your brain. They're already putting chip implants. A lot of people are waiting for the chip implant. Well, let me give you a wake-up call. They have been distributing what are called nanochips or nanochip implants into people's bodies and brains for at least 10 or 15 years. So they've already chipped you. It's just called a nanochip. A nanochip is a super microscopic electronic chip that has a massive ability to store memory and facts and metadata on you and everybody else. A metachip is a wireless broadcaster and a wireless receiver, or a wireless transmitter and a wireless receiver. And because you have the nanochip in you, you are a new technology. In addition, through various means of penetrating the blood-brain barrier, They have embedded your biological body in your biological brain with what they call not only nanochips, but self-assembling nanotechnology. What is self-assembling nanotechnology? It's super microscopic biotechnology embedded into your bloodstream, your brain, your organs, all of your tissues. And over a fast period of time, these nanochips are programmed to grow. And when they grow very fast and very large. And they begin to take over all the functions of your body, including, and most importantly, they begin to take over your brain. Now, how is this going to play out in the real world? As 15, 30, 25, 100 million people die from loss, lack of food, losing their jobs, et cetera, they are going to raise up a new synthetic human being, an artificial human being. And the way they're doing that now is they're embedding microscopic nanotechnology with programmable DNA reconfiguration technology built into it. And this self-assembling biotechnology and DNA technology, which is self-assembling, also has the technological power to re-engineer your brain and mind and DNA. So they are already, long before the vaccinations, they have already been embedding people's bodies and minds, et cetera, with nanotechnology, which is self-assembling. And it feeds this nanotechnology, which is Frankenstein-like in appearance, it feeds. It gets its energy like a vampire by sucking your blood and sucking the nutrients out of your blood into the nanotechnology. This enables the nano computer technology to grow with lightning speed. This is happening already. Now, concurrent with that technological expansion, because people are no longer people in the traditional sense, because when your DNA has been re-engineered and reconfigured, then technically you are no longer a 100% human being with 100% human DNA. You have been re-engineered, and your DNA is no longer 100% human. Your DNA is now a mixture of human DNA and synthetic DNA, or artificial DNA, or animal DNA, or bird DNA, or, God forbid, some kind of alien DNA, which I don't believe is really alien DNA. I believe it is fallen angel DNA mixed with human DNA. And remember, fallen angels are demons and demonic entities. So what is happening is you can only see it under an electron microscope. When a scientist looks at your DNA, they see it's been entirely recoded and re-engineered. And when they examine your DNA, they realize that you no longer have 100% human DNA. Your DNA is a product of interspecies breeding genetically with animals, fish, birds, alien, or fallen angel DNA. And it may be a hybrid mixture with human DNA. But the point is, even if it's a mixture, it is no longer 100% human genetically. So we don't know yet how many millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of people who are alive on planet Earth, whose DNA has been reconfigured, and they are no longer 100% human. They are what are called synths, S-Y-N-T-H-S, or synthetic human DNA, or artificial human DNA. Now, that's important to God, because nobody who is no longer human is allowed into heaven. The only people that can be saved by the blood of Jesus, the only people that will be allowed in heaven with a brand new glorified body, the only people who can be authentically born again are those people who still have 100% real, authentic human DNA. This has happened before in human history, as you may recall. I talk about everything that I've talked about on today's program is in my brand new book, Power from On High, which also teaches you about how you can access the real stuff, how you can access the dunamis, the dynamite power of God by faith, how you can access being clothed with power from on high. And my book is not an exercise in futility. I'm giving you the weaponization of the Holy Spirit, and I have no problem with that verbiage, because if we are indeed in an all-out life-and-death struggle with Lucifer and the demonic armies and the fallen angels and all the people who are accepting the mark of the beast that are waging war against us, then we can say accurately and truthfully that we are in the greatest battle in the history of mankind, in the history of the world, which is a title of one of my books that you can get at a discount. And therefore, since we are in this raging spiritual, scientific, and technological battle, since we are in this raging battle, we need to step up our game. Because the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, the third person of the Trinity, is calling his people. So, for example, right now, as I'm speaking to you on the Paul McGuire Show, there are people listening to the Paul McGuire Show all around the world, all around America, which humbles me and reminds me that I must be a faithful servant and serve God's people as God would have me do. Now, we're in this all-out battle for the future, because the war is ultimately over the souls and the salvation of mankind. By re-engineering human DNA, this is the agenda of Satan and the fallen angels to block millions of people from entering heaven and to block millions of people from becoming born again. But God has called us in the last days. He spoke to his disciples. Remember, he was crucified. He was locked in a tomb. And they had the Roman elite soldiers guarding the tomb, which would be today's equivalent of America's highest trained special ops troops guarding the tomb where Jesus was buried. And even though the special ops troops were standing guard in front of the entrance of the tomb where there was a giant rock, they didn't fall asleep, the special ops soldiers. They were doing their job. But mysteriously, the boulder or the rock that was guarding the entrance into the tomb was moved aside, when the female disciples went in to look for the body of Jesus, it had totally disappeared. And there was no way else to get in and out of that tomb. And so the female disciples could not find the body of Jesus. And then there was these two men higher up. I don't know whether they were floating in the air inside the tomb or they were sitting high up. But these two men, their clothing glowed with this radiant glory of God. And it turns out that these two men were high-ranking angels of the Most High God. And they said to the female disciples, I'm going to paraphrase, don't freak out, don't panic. Jesus prophesied to you that he would be captured by evil and wicked men, and on the third day he would rise from the dead. So for the first time in human history, Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross, locked airtight in a tomb, and then he broke the power of sin and death, and he resurrected with the resurrection power of Almighty God. He broke the law of sin and death, and Jesus, who is Lord, he rose. He resurrected from the dead. This has never been done before in human history. Nobody else in human history was resurrected from the dead, except perhaps Elijah, who was not necessarily resurrected. He was taken up into heaven. And Lazarus, Jesus Christ, resurrected from the dead by calling him to be alive. But Jesus Christ, all the gurus and the spiritual teachers and the scientists and the technology and the transhumanists and all the circus of this world system has been put to shame and totally humiliated by Jesus Christ because he did the impossible. He resurrected from the dead. And then after he resurrected from the dead, he began to show up. In other words, he was not there, and miraculously, bam, he would appear in front of his disciples and tell his disciples that he resurrected from the dead and that they needed to get ready. Ready for what? To preach the gospel starting in Jerusalem and to preach the gospel of salvation all over the world. And Jesus Christ basically told them, look, here's a wake-up call, man. Here's some sobriety. You don't have the power in and of yourselves to preach the gospel throughout all the world. The only way you're going to be able to do that is you're going to need to be clothed with power from on high. You're going to need to have the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to need to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis, the dynamite power of the Holy Spirit. So the way you do that, Jesus said to his disciples, is you're going to have to tarry in Jerusalem until the Father pours out his Holy Spirit on you with power and might. And so the disciples tarried in Jerusalem. They sought the face of God in the upper room, and then bam, God sent down like a zillion electrical volts of the Holy Spirit. Power from on high came down out of heaven and filled their bodies, and they were supernaturally endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. When God set them on fire with the power of the Holy Spirit, they were fearless. They were released to perform miracles, to raise the dead. They were unstoppable. An unstoppable army of the living God was resurrected in Jerusalem, in the upper room. through the explosion of the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, and nothing could stop them because they were fearless. So they moved from town to town, nation to nation, and when the day was done, these 12 disciples, or 11 disciples, filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that's falling on people now all over the world as I speak, and in America especially. The Holy Spirit is falling upon you now. You are being clothed. Receive it. Quit arguing with God, for crying out loud. It bugs me. How dare you argue with God? He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Take your proper position in front of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Humble yourself before God now. As you humble yourself before God, he's going to hit you with power from on high to such an overwhelming extent that you will have the power within you to transform the world. And that's what we will do. We will move out victoriously, casting out demons, healing the sick, performing miracles, preaching the gospel with power, and we will drive the demonic armies out of America into the sea, where they will drown, just like they drowned when Jesus cast the demons into a bay of pigs. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.